From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
In this edition, CSJP partners with JCF Community Safety and Security Branch to stage Peace Day Concert. Come Tuesday, March 4, over 1,500 youngsters are expected to descend on Emancipation Park in celebration of Peace Day. The day of activities is being spearheaded by the Community Safety and Security Branch of the Jamaica Constabulary Force in association with the Citizen Security and Justice Program, Peace and Love in Society, the Female United Club, and SKS. Sergeant in charge of the St. Thomas Community Safety and Security Branch, Omar Marthluk, tells us more about the upcoming event.
Starts at midday and goes up until 4 p.m. Now, the public can come out. It's free, of course. We believe that an event of this nature will captivate the minds of the youth. So, although this event is called a Peace Day concert, it is believed that through full participation...
One of the main features of the day will be a peace march into Emancipation Park. Over 40 schools so far have confirmed their attendance in the Peace Day activities. Close to 1,500 students will be marching into Emancipation Park, and then the concert will begin. The concert will also feature the Female United Club. It is a group of female artists who have come together for peace, for spreading positive messages to our youth.
CSJP Social Marketing and Communications Coordinator Patrice Tomlinson-Nephew. The CSJP's Men with a Message will play a critical role at the event. The group of reformed gangsters will share their message of change and hope with the students. Coordinator of the JCF's National Safe Schools Program, Corporal Tanisia Johnson, tells us about the partnership with CSJP.
When you have point person saying, look here, a gang is a dead end, trust me, it has a different psychological effect. And so we've been partnering with Men with a Message and the CSJP for about 2 years. Last year we did almost 14 concerts island-wide. And so it is very, very much a good partnership, and we're looking to much more involvement with CSJP.
The National Security Ministry's Unite for Change campaign will also form a central plank of the activities.
We'll also have the Unite for Change initiative. We'll have Minister Bunting right along with his team. And so we're basically going to roll out the messages. So on the 4th of March, 5 different stakeholders coming together, but at the end of the day, we'll be sending the message, and the theme is a peaceful resolution is the best solution.
Be sure to come out to the free Peace Day concert this Tuesday, March 4 at Emancipation Park, starting at noon.
I wanted this opportunity to invite everyone. It's a very good initiative. It will be a fun packed day, and most importantly, the message of peace and unity will be the order of the day. And once you're available and able to attend, come out.
That's it for this edition of CSJP in 5. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.